Let's go inside the Bombers and chat with their assistant coach, Blake Carosella. Blake, welcome to the coverage.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Give us a little bit of a feeling on the ground down there before Leper and Dwayne pull this apart from a strategical point of view. The ground looks magnificent. The crowd is going to build. We saw that yesterday. Great to have a crowd for finals footy, but just give us a little bit of a feel for a ground that you have been to earlier this year.
Yeah, the ground's nice, a little bit soft, but the Essendon crowd is building. I'd say there's probably 80% Essendon supporters here at the moment, and hopefully that continues. Yeah, it's a really exciting environment right now. Our players are out there warming up, and the Dogs are about to come out and do their warm-up as well. So, yeah, looking forward to a big game.
Hello, Blakey. How you going, mate? It's Leper here. Well done on the turnaround. This season, you and Truck have done a good job getting the boys back on track. We'll touch on your back line first. Obviously, a string of changes made in all parts of your ground, but just that part of the ground. You look really solid behind the ball. Now, what are some of the things you've adopted back there to make this part of your ground really strong?
Really, it's experience. So, we started the year with, Laverty going back, James Stewart going back, Dyson Heppel probably going back as well. Hindy coming across from St Kilda. We've basically got a new backline. The only player down there from last year really is Jordan Ridley, who he's played, I think at the start of the year, he played about 30 games. He won the best and fairest. It's a really young backline, and I think as the season's gone on, they've been, they started with not much experience, and they've got better and better as the year's gone on. I think the whole team has really, the backline's really, our defense is a product of what happens up the field, and the midfield has got better with their pressure, and the backs have supported them as well.
How much have you taken, you and Truck, over from Richmond? The terminologies, the plan. I know you're still obviously very well from having worked with you. How much of it's about the same, you think, as a percentage?
It's a good question. Of course, we've borrowed some things. A lot of talk about Jake Stringer playing the Dustin role forward. The defence, I think most teams play a similar type of defence right now. We've probably borrowed maybe 25, 30% of what Richmond do, but I think across the year, and in particular this season, I reckon a lot of teams have adopted what Richmond were doing for 3 or 4 years.
Well, you hadn't played this team not long ago, Blake, and you dominated out of the centre square bounce. What are some of the lessons out of that? We know Doggies are generally a good contested ball team around the clearances, and they've been down in that area. What are the things you're going to focus on today in that part of the game?
Yeah, certainly matching the Dogs, they're very good inside. They put a lot of their effort to getting players across the contest, winning the ball and fighting tackles and using their hands. So we need to match them there. But if you go back to that game, I think it's six goals, three from centre bounce, which is a fantastic result. And the danger is we don't really know how they're going to react to that this time. I don't think they'll go with what they've done for most of the year. Collingwood went okay against us last week. They may copy some of what they did, or they may stick to their own thing. So it's a little bit hard to understand or to guess what is going to happen, but we know the fundamentals are the most important thing, which is winning the ball and having good craft and then taking the ball forward.
So you think that's where your strength is then on the outside? So if the Doggies do get a bit of a run on in their clearance work, you think your outside work can win the ball back and maybe use that offensive flair you got to go back the other way?
Yeah, I think one of our key attributes to our team is our speed and agility and power. And look at our midfield with Shield, McGrath, Merritt, Parrish, Stringer. They've got a lot of power and speed to get out of the traffic and then get a good look going inside 50.
And last one, Big Peter Wright. He was the man of the moment, wasn't he? He kicked 7 for you guys there. They'll probably have a bit of a tougher opponent, I would have thought, with Keith in the team this time. And they might make it a little harder back there. What are some of the things you're focusing on in the front half of your ground?
Yeah, certainly that connection going inside 50. It's probably the hardest part of the ground to find a free target inside forward 50. And once again, out of the centre bounce last time, coming out the front of the contest and then trying to find a free. We all know the Dogs play really high defence too. So if you can break a line, you can sometimes get free players over the back. So hopefully we can use our power and speed inside the contest, get the ball to the outside and then connect inside 50, whether it's a lead-up player or maybe one over the back.
Teams have put a lot of time into Libba over the course of the last month or so because he is a big part of the engine room for them. You don't normally tag in that part of the game. Have you got any plans for him or any other of the Doggies mids if they get off the leash?
Yeah, no, we do tend to stick to what we do. We have got some plans, what-if scenarios if things do get out of control. We've got a suspicion that he might go to Darcy Parrish at stoppage and then they can go their own way post-stoppage. But, if it is working, we've got to work out what to do with Darcy Parrish And we have got, we're lucky to have quite a few midfielders who can go into those roles. And Jai Caldwell comes in, playing his first game since round two. He's a really good stoppage player. So potentially, you know, if Darcy's not getting the job done, then he can certainly have a go at it.
And you've worked with Truck, obviously, as an assistant coach, and now you're working under him now as the main man. Is he still the same guy? Is he still the same man as assistant coach? He still seems unflappable, and he still seems as cool and calm as ever. But is he still that way behind the scenes?
No, he's done a fantastic job, Truck, this year, and it's full credit to him to develop what we've done with the Essendon Footy Club from I guess the end of last year through the last 12 months, and to get to where we are now, playing at a final, not many people thought we'd be here. Maybe even the players themselves at the start of the year didn't think they'd be here also. But we're here, and I'm sure we can play really well.
Now, we've seen now with the modern landscape of coaching, we see Craig McRae's name's mentioned. You work with him. Adam Kingsley's name's been mentioned. You played with Michael Voss. All your contemporaries getting talked about in jobs. And you've been a lot of senior experience coaching panels. When are we going to hear Blake Carosella's name come up? We hear it in little murmurs, but are you going to be the main man one day, Blakey?
Potentially down the track, mate. I did have a chat to a club during the year this year, but right now, in my life, it's not the right time for me to take on a role that's so encompassing, and got three kids at home, and we've got to make sure that we look after those three people first.
Blake, just one last one before we let you go. Nick Hind is out of the team. We all love watching Nick Hind. Any rebounding, dashing defender who tucks the ball under the arm and gets some meterage, we love watching. But Marty Gleeson's only played five games, but he's a sort of guy that, I mean, you can never replicate one player exactly the same as the other, but a guy that you can probably rely on to give you a pretty good output today, even though he's sort of been pushed out of the team with what's developed underneath and replaced him this year.
Yeah, it's unfortunate behind he's not playing. He's been a really good player for us this year. And when we had that injuries throughout the year, Gleeson's come in and he's done a really good job too. So there's no doubt we're going to lack a little bit of Hindy's run. But at the same time, Mason Redmond, Dawson Heppel and Gleeson, Tom Cutler, we've still got some running defenders in there, and hopefully they can fill the void.
Well, mate, we'll let you get down to business. Got the rock band going on in the background there. There's plenty happening down at UTAS Stadium. All the best. Should be a cracking game.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a good call.